Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
St. John Chrysostom is a father and doctor of the church. He was born in Antioch, which at that time was a very prominent Christian city, Antioch in Syria. He was born there in around 349 AD, and initially it wouldn't even be right to say that he lost his way, because initially he wasn't even baptized or raised a Christian. He only found the Christian faith and embraced it and became baptized at the age of 18 when he met the bishop of the city, and under his influence embraced Christianity and himself became an ascetic, meaning he dedicated himself to the pursuit of holiness. He became a monk, withdrew to the desert, and there led a very penitential life for some years, to the point actually of deteriorating his health. So after a few years in the desert, leading this life of penance, he had to go back to the city to restore his health. There he became ordained a deacon and subsequently a priest, and became renowned for his preaching. He was a man who was gifted with eloquence and a profound intelligence, which he put to use for God's glory by preaching to the people. Fast forwarding, after that, from Antioch, he got moved to Constantinople. He became the bishop, the patriarch of Constantinople, and there all the intrigues of the capital city weighed upon him. It was a tedious last few years for him as bishop of Constantinople, precisely because he was either tolerated or not tolerated, liked or disliked, based on whether the gospel that he was preaching was useful or not useful for worldly gain and worldly pursuit, as often happens in governments. So a very difficult last few years for him, again being liked, disliked, exiled, called back. Finally, he was exiled one last time and died during this exile. He was almost 60 years of age. He had to walk from Constantinople to Armenia, which is a very long distance. So he had to walk there and from there keep walking to Bithynia, near the Black Sea. And there he died. And all along the way, he was mistreated by his guards and he was not treated well. And despite all that, his dying words, again, he was unjustly accused, calumniated, mistreated. His last words then and throughout all this suffering were, "Glory to God in all things. May God be glorified for all things. I thank God for all things." That's pretty amazing, because he sincerely meant it. And I think in this, on this one point, we can focus and concentrate our reflection and take it away from use this as a takeaway from this little reflection on the life of St. John Chrysostom. We know that many things, in a certain sense, many things are necessary for holiness. It takes a lot to become a saint, yes. But on the other hand, there are some simple things that are required for holiness as well. And one of them is this attitude of being able to bless God in all things, for all things. Being able to thank God in all things and for all things. The pleasant ones and the unpleasant ones. The painful ones and the joyful ones. Being able to truly thank God and bless God for all things. Sounds great, but we know it's difficult to do, yet it's an important resolution to make, to try to at least do that. It's in our power to do that. And all those things that make no sense, when we want to be somewhere at a certain hour and a traffic jam occurs and I'll be late. Well, thank you, God, for this traffic jam, which maybe makes no sense to me. I thank you for allowing me to be stuck in traffic. I thank you for allowing me to have a toothache. I thank you for allowing me to eat food that I dislike. I thank you for all things, in all things. And if we have that attitude, like John Chrysostom had, then we have the attitude that it takes to become saints. And if we live and persevere in it, we too, like John Chrysostom, will become saints. If we thank God and bless God literally in all things, for all things. Again, not just the ones that it makes sense to bless God for because I like them, but even for the ones that make no sense and we have no good reason to like except for the fact that God allows them to happen. Praise be Jesus and Mary.